is sick of people, establishment people.
God almighty, why would I be for Trump? He's a jerk, and he's a liberal.
Tell me what you got here.
Okay, so I'm selling the buttons. I have ones that say, vote Trump 2016, let's make America great again, Trump for president, bomb the hell out of ISIS.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. New Hampshire's twisted distortion of democracy is about to end, and all of those campaign commercial and appearance-saturated voters will get to make a choice that will end this opening chapter of the 2016 race for the White House. New Hampshire voters will be ending the campaigns of some candidates and rejuvenating some others. If New Hampshireites are so inclined, they can deliver significant momentum to Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. They can build on the momentum of Senator Ted Cruz from Iowa and Hillary Clinton, who won Iowa by a hair, or they can completely reshuffle the deck. And in the past, New Hampshireites have done all of those. The power of New Hampshire this hour to clarify or obfuscate an already hazy field of candidates. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, is in Concord, New Hampshire. Todd, a lot of anticipation there for tomorrow's voting. Everyone's in town. Everyone's in the state anyway.
Yeah, John, everyone's crisscrossing the state, and today primarily the southern part of the state where the people are conquered, Nashua, Manchester, of course. That's where the bulk of the voters are, and that's where the campaign buses are crisscrossing all day. Now, weather may be a factor here. You say, well, New Hampshire doesn't get buried in the snow, and they don't, but 5 to 8 inches expected over today and into tonight. There is a concern that that could keep some older voters at home and not at the polls, and if you're Hillary Clinton in particular, that could be a big problem. She's relying on a surge from older voters who know her, who trust her, who's familiar with her, to counteract a surge of Bernie Sanders among young voters, and he's expecting a big one. Let me play you a little bit of audio, if I can, from a voter I ran into at a Bernie rally just yesterday, who gave me a sense of why Bernie is so popular with young people. He's Philip McHenry. He's 22, from the University of New Hampshire.
There's something about him, even though he's not perfect, he's kind of raw, and I think that's why so many people are coming out and standing up for this guy. You can tell he's a human being. You know, he goes home and does what the average American seems to do. Hillary might do the same thing, but it's covered up. You know, she's very much like a front for the media, it almost seems like, you know.
Normal American, except he was on Saturday Night Live this weekend. It was a little abnormal weekend for Bernie Sanders.
Sure. And so part of the charge then on Bernie Sanders is whether being the outsider and then being a front runner in a place like New Hampshire, in fact, makes you an insider. Now, Bernie Sanders up by double digits in the polls here, just like Donald Trump. So it's going to be very, very hard, of course, for Hillary Clinton to put up a win here. The Clinton campaign is really looking forward to South Carolina and Nevada, where she's probably going to make a much stronger showing. In Nevada, of course, the culinary workers unions and other workers probably strongly for Hillary, and the first large swath of minority and African-American voters in this race so far in South Carolina. So don't expect a huge showing from Hillary here, although they're already looking over the horizon to Nevada, South Carolina, and other states, John.
What about Donald Trump? I mean, he's managed to keep a persistent double-digit lead in these closing weeks.
And there has been nothing that's put a dent in that. It's been quite remarkable. A very, you know, a disappointing performance for Trump in Iowa, and then crisscrossing New Hampshire, not quite as bombastic as he has been. But I've talked to a number of Trump voters from all across that, mostly younger people, but some older folks too. And let me play you some younger voters who were excited about Donald Trump. Here's Kaffa Cody. She's 24. She's an activist. She's from Londonderry. She's a chemistry student. And she's explaining why she's for Trump, even though some of his campaign, she admits, it's, you know, can be a bit ugly.
I can tell you, people aren't happy. People are mad about what's been going on. People don't like the fact that there aren't jobs. I have a lot of friends who are going to get degrees who I don't know if they're going to have jobs. People are mad about the way things are going. And so I think that he's tapping into that sense that, and I think he's showing that people aren't really happy about it. So some of the stuff he says might come off that way. But I think if you look past it, you see that he has some good ideas about the way the country really should be run.
Now, that's good analysis, but she's also a Trump supporter.
She's a Trump supporter. Mm-hmm. Even if that's a little bit surprising to you, she says that she and her friends are full of anger. And I'm going to play you also Abigail Dexter, another young voter, 23, from Concord. She is actually a little bit different, not for Trump. She's one of the people who doesn't appreciate Donald Trump's bombast. She is a Ted Cruz supporter. And the reason I'm playing you this audio is there is a race for second here in New Hampshire. Can Ted Cruz make a significant challenge to Marco Rubio for second place, which is going to be incredibly important? Listen to Abigail.
I'm just sick of people, establishment people. I'm sick of big business, and I'm sick of big government. And Ted Cruz, you can see by his record and what he stands for, that he is beholden to no one except the convictions of his heart, which are the Constitution.
So you've got two outlier GOP candidates in Trump and Cruz. That means it's going to be very, very hard for Marco Rubio to campaign as an outsider here since he's got so much mainstream endorsement.
The fascinating thing about New Hampshire is that Marco Rubio has sort of made himself the outsider because he's probably in third place. You say he has that establishment support, and he does. And that debate performance of the other night, which many New Hampshire voters saw, where Marco Rubio stumbled on his talking points and was attacked by one of his main antagonists, Chris Christie, was in some ways a potential disaster for the party because it elevated Donald Trump. It elevated Ted Cruz, the two people who the party desperately doesn't want to win and doesn't want to have momentum coming out of New Hampshire. So it's complicated in that way. Can Marco Rubio make a strong showing? He's not going to win in New Hampshire. Most likely Donald Trump has that double-digit lead. Can he make a strong second? He's really going to continue to make his case coming out of New Hampshire on Wednesday.
What about the battle of the governors? There hasn't been much talk about that, but that certainly was what the debate was all about.
And John Kasich has spent months and months and months reminding New Hampshire Republicans and independents that he spent months talking to them, 100 town halls. He wants them to remember how familiar John Kasich is, governor of Ohio, to them. And will it pay off? That's a big question. Chris Christie made the most of the night attacking Marco Rubio and has gotten the most headlines out of it. So that battle of governors really is a battle for second, really a battle for third. Will the party be able to coalesce behind a former executive instead of one of these senators?
Before we go, you've got to play this tape from Archie Richards, who's a legend there in New Hampshire.
John, I'll play you Archie Richards, who was outside of the debate the other night, who I ran into, who's a strong Cruz supporter, and he'll tell you why.
God almighty, why would I be for Trump? He's a jerk, and he's a liberal. Cruz is the most consistent conservative. The others, they waffle.
And from here on out, you're going to be looking at heroin in New Hampshire.
John, the heroin and opiate epidemic has devastated New Hampshire. I've been spending time with some families who've suffered from addiction, from brushes with the law and with overdose, to really take a look at what this race that's focusing on New Hampshire means for them after the politicians leave. That's coming up tomorrow.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on the road in New Hampshire. Thanks, Todd.
You got it, John.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.